Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
As a recovering accountant, one phrase senior leaders often say as a toast, which makes me chuckle, usually with a glass held high around the holidays, is people truly are our greatest asset. And while this statement will bring those who work in human resources to tears, I've often wondered if the finance folks are thinking, but they aren't on the balance sheet as we don't own them. See, we appreciate the rhetoric, but unless you work for a sports team, employees aren't recorded as assets. In fact, labour is a very expensive expense with future liabilities attached, such as vacation accruals and pension obligations. Essentially, the business of sports works because they actually buy and sell players. They aim to buy low and sell high, or buy high and yield massive income from that player's presence through ticket sales, merchandise, and sponsorships prior to selling the asset at some point in the future. When a team eventually does sell a player, they record a profit or loss on the disposal of that asset relative to the price they pay for that player initially. This parallels to me the regular working world, because here's a challenging thought. If you're an employee, were you a good buy? If you left today, are you worth more than when you started? Has the business derived significant income from your labour? Did you drive sales or manage expenses? Ultimately, what is or what was your return on investment, your ROI? The soccer team I follow in England is Birmingham City. Last season in League One, they earned the highest number of points recorded in English Football League history, going back over 150 years. Their coach, Chris Davis, was heralded as a hero, and the players were worshipped by the fans. The team finished at the very top of League One last season and were promoted to the Championship League. But this season has been a very different story. With few games left, they sit well below the halfway mark of 24 teams. Rumours suggest ownership is thinking about firing Chris Davis, and fans are very divided about last season's heroes. I've also noticed that very few players from last season are even on the pitch today. So much change so quickly. And to me, this parallels the workplace. Managers are hired for results. If they don't deliver, senior leaders or ownership start to get concerned and tough conversations ensue. A manager might actually be doing a great job, but if the team underperforms, they may need to get taken off the field. They might hire a coach or invest in more training to ensure the team wins at the game of work. In healthy organisations, change is the only constant. Today's global competition means yesterday's playbook may not be the right one for today's game. It's a tough way of thinking about the workplace, but just because you have a place on the team this season doesn't mean you should bank on being on the team next season. You have to earn your shirt, as we say. Conversely, I've observed that some unhealthy organisations slip down the league table and risk relegation because instead of focusing on winning statistics, they focus on maintaining the static. They prefer the comfort of the status quo over the discomfort of growth. See, tenure can measure loyalty, but is length of service always a good thing? I'm not sure. I actually know of employees who've just received 30-year awards, but actually stopped contributing about a decade ago. Why did they stay if they're so unproductive? Well, the pay might be good. There's a salary bump for each year of service and the pension pot keeps growing. Why were they not challenged to be better players? Often managers avoid the hassle if there isn't a whistle being blown above them. See, if ownership doesn't want to reach the Premier League of work, why trouble the troops? In the competition called the Workplace League, mediocrity is a fast track to failure or acquisition. Now, ultimately, in summary, whether you're a manager or a frontline player, the goal is to remain an appreciating asset rather than a legacy cost. If you want to avoid being relegated to the sidelines, stop measuring your value by the years on your clock and start measuring it by the scoreboard. Don't just settle for tenure. Play for a promotion.
I hope you found that short story useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.